somebody can't get in the service. Something missing in their life. When the whole world come, you're going to put your hand together. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus. You're going to say, hallelujah. You're going to say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If God ever fail you, you don't forget that. Y'all hear me? You will not forget that. When God be with his spirit, that's why that I preach on it so hard. Put some emphasis on it. That's too many people talking about how did I die? Ha-da-da-da. Are you listening? I said they're speaking the language on their Pentecost. They didn't talk about rah, 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 rah. And some of these four acts don't want to see them in the same. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. God don't act like that. God's intelligent. Very much intelligent. Hey! God's intelligent. Man, see the way some of them act, folks don't want the Holy Ghost. But see, God's very much intelligent. I don't be on up in business place of hollering going on. Hallelujah. Some of these folks that don't know no better. See, they fool them, they don't know no better. Hallelujah. On the elevator. Everybody on the elevator, ha ba 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 ba. I see them on the television, ha ba 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 ba. On the television. I hear them on the radio, ha ba ba ba. On the radio. And people eat that up. It ain't about them tongue they're speaking in. It's about the love they have. Man. Folks looking for tongue. Amen. It ain't about tongue. It's about love. If that love in your heart, the tongues will come. Yeah. Hallelujah. You got some of these folks so mean and hateful. It's a shame. I want to jump on somebody. Want to cut somebody's throat. Amen. All that but to steal. Some of them steal. Some of them been to jail for stealing. Say they saved. Well, that's up the devil. Amen. That's up the devil, church. Hallelujah. God is real. That's people are hungry. That's people looking for something. Then they want to fool them. Not only that, but they send them out to preach. Hallelujah. And that's a bad thing to do. If God didn't send them, why you want to send them? Got too much of that stuff. Every little old Joe and Jay got a church on every corner in the city of Dallas. Not only that, but everywhere you look, there's a little old building on the corner. They can't be led. They want to be preachers. They want to be to themselves. It's your ears. Can't pass them. Can't nobody pass them. But yet they say they're saved. There's something wrong. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Get mad with the holiness preacher, run off and leave, and they stab them a church. That's up the devil. Mad with the preacher, amen, go get them a church. That's up the devil. Man, all you might not like that, but I'm telling the truth.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
We bring you greetings from the Apostolic House of Refuge, located in Leesville, Louisiana, formed through Havana Street. The bishop and founder of this great church is Bishop Paul W. Bell Jr., with his lovely companion, First Lady Joanne Bell. We believe in one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Now we invite you to hear a portion of our service.
If you don't feel like writing, that's fine. Buy a CD. Get a DVD. Not this morning. Because we're going to deal with the unseen world that is around us. Sure, you can describe somebody, how they look, they shape, they figure, they physique. But there's an unseen world that you just let in and out of your life at will. The Bible says, for we are made lower than the angels. And because the angels are bigger, because the angels are angelic beings and they can enter into your mind at will without asking you, without notifying you that I'm going to plant a thought in your head. And for a long time, you've been thinking it's just you. But it's not you. It's this unseen world that is controlling you. I know I'm going to make the devil mad because hell is his final destination. Get your Bibles, Ephesians chapter number 6. You don't have to stand, buckle down, tell your neighbor, put on your seatbelt. Because we going for a ride this morning. Ephesians chapter 6 in verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. You operating outside of Jesus, you're not strong. The angels are made more stronger and powerful than you. You cannot take on these angelic beings without the power of the Holy Ghost. Without the Spirit of God operating through you. You're no match for the devil. You're not a match for this world. You can't even control your own flesh without the power of God. It say, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Look at somebody and say, don't trust in your strength, trust in the Lord. It said, put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand. Now listen, I'm getting ready to talk to you this morning. You're going to need this. This is one that the entire world need to hear and know. Say, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand. Stand against what? Against the wiles of the devil. I'm not your enemy. I know the devil has made some of you think or perceive or see me as your enemy. The reason why I'm the target, because I'm the mouthpiece of God. And because I'm the mouthpiece of God, the spirits that deal with you, I'll help you to perceive that I'm your enemy. But I'm first to let you know I'm not your enemy. You're not that important in my life. I am not going to let you make me go to hell. That's why I keep a clean heart and a right spirit. So the problem is not on my end, it's on your end. The spirit that you wrestle with. Because you don't know what's controlling you. They say that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not. Listen at the words of the Lord. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and against blood. In other words, the person you think that is your problem, they are not your problem. We wrestling not against flesh and blood. The person you got an attitude with, the person you got a problem with, they're not your problem. The problem is that spirit that goes home and controls you and have you to perceive that they have something against you. I'm going to talk about this. Here God said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, so that means none of us are guilty. But there is a guilty part. But because you cannot see that guilty part with your natural eye, and you don't have enough in you to take it up on yourself, like the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Since you don't have enough in you to take responsibility upon yourself to go into the perfect law of liberty and to see what is really going on in the unseen world, then you fall victim or prey to the spirits that's around us. There's two worlds that we're living in right now. It is the seen world and the unseen world. And some of you, the Bible says, lay not treasures upon the earth for yourself, where moth and corruption do come in and mess it up, but therefore lay forth treasures in heaven. But because you don't see the unseen world, we place no emphasis on what you see and what you don't see. That's why they blame you as the problem, you as the problem, me as the problem. We're not your problem. There's spirits entering in and out your head at will because you don't pray, because you don't fast, because you don't attend church regularly, because you're not worshiping God, because you're not in the presence of the Almighty God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But, everybody say but, against principalities. The Bible, God is telling you that your fight is not with the people. You're wrestling against principalities. You're wrestling against powers. You're wrestling against the rulers of darkness of this world. You're wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places. The angels are made above you. What angels? I'm not talking about Michael and Gabriel and the heavenly host. I'm talking about the third that was cast down with Lucifer. All right. You made even lower than them. You're no match for them. I don't care how much you done worked out. I don't care how much you can bench press. I don't care how much you can squat. You still no match for them. Uh-huh. So it said, wherefore take on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand again in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth. Watch this. Let's go to St. Matthew, chapter number 12. I'm going to try to make it as quick, but I'm telling you, you want to know this. Y'all need to move, sit down, because you're going to find out what's going on in your circle. St. Matthew chapter 12. Let's look at verse 40. Read for me.
Verse 40?
Yes.
For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
Skip to verse 42.
The Queen of the South shall rise up in the judgment with this generation.
With this generation.
And shall condemn it. For uh-huh. she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
She traveled a long way just to be in the presence of God, in the house of God, and to hear the man of God. Verse 43 say, and when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, when an unclean spirit, that attitude, you think it's been you. Huh? You think it's been you because you've been that way a long time.
All right, Bishop.
When the unclean spirit, notice with a small s, is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeketh rest, finding none. And then he said, I will return into my house. The subtopic of this message is he knows his way home.
All right.
See, when you come to church and the spirit be high,